أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزلة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We will continue as much as we can to make commentary on سورة الفاتحة, and we have reached إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. And we have explained in a very summarized way some of the meaning of إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. And we add more on that by saying that it is said in tafsir Ruh al-Bayan and many other tafsir, Iyaka na'budu, it is a, is not, you are not saying something in an absentee. You are addressing in a way that shows you are in a present situation and you are directly speaking. And if you go before that and you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an absentee way. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, you are describing and praising him through his names. Then you are coming back, Iyaka na'budu. إياك نعبد, you are addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a present situation, calling directly. So you are returning back from an absentee situation of the self to a present situation in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means you are leaving behind the heedlessness of yourself, of the ego, and coming into a direct calling upon your Lord. Meaning you found before your mistakes, and now you knew that you have done something wrong, that the ego was heedless, and now you are coming to say, Ya Rabbi, I am now in your presence. I am worshipping you. رجع إلى الخطاب من الغيبة. You are coming back addressing from an absentee situation to a present situation. Means you were heedless of your Lord through your actions, your life. You always busy in dunya. You are not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except when you are in a prayer. You are asking repentance and coming to your Lord in a present situation. And who is preventing that? Because Allah is your owner. He owns you. You are a subject. You are a servant. You are a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is veiling us from seeing really when we are addressing in a present tense, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, we are not seeing anything. But we know that you are addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pious people, salihin, ibadallah salihin, they can see the signs of their Lord. Are you seeing? You are not seeing. So what we say about ourselves? Heedless. When you are addressing someone in a present tense, and you are addressing him directly, you cannot see anything. You have to see something. So when we are not seeing, means we know, we must know that hijabun nafs is blocking us. The veil of the ego is veiling us from seeing what has to be what you can see. If you were able to cross from the veil of the ego, from heedlessness to state of present in his presence, then at that time you will have the vision, mushahad. When you have the vision, then really you are saying that iyyaka means iyyaka. You are addressing to your Lord, and you are, Allah is giving you a vision of something that is only between you and Him. No one can know what Allah is opening and unveiling to you from hijab al-nafs. And He said, فَإِذَا عَبَرَ مِنْ حِجَابِ مَلِكِ النَّفْسِ, if he was able to cross from the veil of the owner of the ego, means the ego has someone owning it. Is with yourself, Allah owns your whole body. Allah owns you. Shaitan is trying to stop you and block yourself through hijab al-nafs, through the veil of the ego. So when you be able to cross, وصل إلى مشاهدة مالك النفس, he will be able to reach to see the size of the owner of the self. And who is the owner of the self? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As one of the pious people said, Abu Yazid al-Bastami, that is one of Ibn Taymiyyah's favorite pious person, saints, he said, Ya Rabbi, Ilahi, kayfa as-sabilu ilayka? How is the way to reach you? How I can reach you? قال له ربه دع نفسك وتعال. He said, you want to come to me? It's simple. Leave yourself and come. Leave your ego and come. You cannot, there cannot be two there. There must be one. Must be me. If you want to come with yourself, means you are bringing someone in my presence, which cannot be. There is no shirk in my presence. There is no one in my presence except me. Who destroy you? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most I fear for my ummah is the hidden shirk. That the self makes the hidden shirk to say to you, I'm present, I'm present. Look, from childhood, from youngest children, if they have a toy or have anything, so what they do? They are two or three, they're sitting. They fight for it. That is our nature of a human being. To say, this is for me, this is for me. Even when you grow up, even when you become with this age, even when you die at a late age, you still want to own everything. Every day you come, you want something new. Your ego play with you. You don't have a nice carpet. Change the carpet. You change the carpet. You don't have a nice car. Buy a new car. You don't have a nice chandelier. Buy a chandelier. What you want to buy? One light can give you light. One chandelier can give you light. Both of them the same. The ego try to block you. You can drive the lowest kind of car, you can drive the highest kind of car. Both of them, they lift up your feet. What's the problem? So Abu Yazid in his vision said, Ya Rabbi, how can I come to you? He said, you want to come to me? It's very simple. Leave yourself and come to me. How to leave yourself means leave, disconnect yourself from this whole dunya. When you disconnect yourself from this whole dunya, I make the whole dunya to run after you. I will give you everything because it's not in your eyes anymore. You have it or you don't have it, same to you. Leave yourself and come. Because yourself has four enemies. Yourself is of four different characters and has four enemies. The different division of the self is an-nafs al-ammara, wa-nafs al-lawwama, والنفس الملهمة والنفس المطمئنة. Very well known the three. Here there is one more. نفس الأمارة, نفس اللوامة, نفس الملهمة. الأمارة means the one that always push you to do wrong things. What you call that? The commanding ego for you to do bad do all bad desires, all things that is not good. نفس اللوامة, the one that you will be immediately knowing that you did something wrong. Lawama means regretting, to regret what you have done. And immediately, نفس الملهمة comes, the inspiring ego comes and inspire you to do something good. When you do that, you become in نفس المطمئنة, in a peaceful situation. The four enemy of you, you have four enemy: نفس, دنيا, هوا, شيطان. The nafs, the bad desires, hawa, nafs, the ego, the bad desires, shaitan, and wealth. Nafs, dunya, hawa, wa shaitan. Nafs, the ego, dunya is the wealth, dunya this worldly life, hawa is the desire, bad desires, and shaitan. So this prevents you from really addressing when you come to Iyyaka Na'budu, it prevents you from entering into that presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why our Iyyaka, when you say Iyyaka Na'budu, it doesn't mean anything. For pious people, it means a lot. Because they have left behind, and they are their egos, and they are coming through the peaceful self, the nafs al-mutma'inna. Allah will open for them the vision for them to see. When he reached نفس المطمئنة, Allah opened for him four different heavenly attributes that describe the essence of his Lord. First, الصفة الإلهية, the attribute of إلهية, the lordly or the creator. صفة الربوبية, the lordship. الإلهية is the heavenly creator. الربوبية is the lordship. الصفة الرحمانية, the attribute of mercy. الصفة الرحيمية, the attribute of the forgiver, that Allah forgives you. After, and that's why we see in Surah Al-Fatiha, we said, Alhamdu Lillah. Lillah is the Ilahiyya, the creator. It goes to the essence. Then, Rabb Al-Alamin Al-Rububiyya. The description of the self, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the essence of the Lordship. Then, Ar-Rahman, the attribute, the description for the essence of the merciful. Then, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the lordship of, then the sifa, the attribute of Ar-Rahim, the one that will forgive you. You begin to enter, when you begin to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, you begin to cross through your four description of the ego to the four description of the attributes of the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The self has four bad attributes, descriptions, the self, the ego. Allah's essence has four beautiful attributes. Means leave your four bad description of your ego and come and get from me the tajalli of the four beautiful attributes of my essence. Come with that. If you come with this, you leave your four sifat, four characteristics that are bad and come to my four attributes, I will show you who is the owner at that time of the judgment day.
Malik Yawm al-Din.
That day will be for you your day of crossing to paradise, to the divine presence.
That is the spiritual meaning of Malik Yawm al-Din, the interpretational meaning of Malik Yawm al-Din.
Means leave your ego with its four bad characteristics, come cross to my presence and get the tajalli, the blessings of the four attributes of the essence. That time, that moment will be for you the judgment day. Crossing to akhirah means crossing to heaven. Your dunya, I will make it for you heaven. You will, by praising me, by saying alhamdulillah, praising the essence, first attribute, al-ilahiyya, sifa al-ilahiyya, the attribute. Then thanking my rububiyya, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, who is the rububiyya, you are thanking my rububiyya, and saying alhamdulillah lirrahman arrahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin arrahman arrahim, so all goes to the hamd, you are praising him in his attributes. I will send these powers
bikuwa jazabati hadhihi sifat,
I bring you inside with the power of the reflections of the attraction of these essence of the these attribute of the essence, I'll bring you inside my divinely presence. That will be the crossing, what you call it, the day, your day. That will be the judgment day. Means that will be the day of you, that crossing from this dunya to heaven. I will make your dunya heavens and I will throw the dunya back. When you reach that, he will take you from zulumat dunya, from the darkness of this world to the sunrise of akhirah. I will change your heart from falling into darkness into shining sun, a fountain of shining sun on your heart that become a new subh, a new day for you. And Allah will call you. At that time, He will call you. He said, Faskuruni Azkurukum. Remember me, I remember you. You remembered Him in His sifat, in His attributes, four attributes. You throw yourself away. You throw your ego away. You come to your Lord through His four attributes that He mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha at the beginning. Al-Ilahiyya wal-Rububiyya wal-Rahmaniyya wal-Rahimiyya. When you come to Him in that, in these levels and in these attributes, what He will do for you? He say, Azkuruni, you mentioned me, you remembered me. Azkurukum, I am going to mention you now. How am I going to mention you now? I will bring you now to my divine presence, and that is will be your judgment day.
Malik Yawm al-Din.
When I bring you, I will call you. How am I going to call you? He said, Azkurukum, how he is going to call us, to remember us?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna.
Irji'i ila rabbiki raditan mardiyah. Oh, the peaceful self, the peaceful ego, the peaceful person. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna. Irji'i, come back. Irji'i ila rabbiki raditan. Come back to thy Lord. Raditan, happy, satisfied. Mardiyah, you are being blessed. And all this by the recitation of Fatiha. All this you will be dressed with that tajalli when you recite it. it open for you, you will be lucky. If it doesn't open, still Allah is dressing you with that tajalli whenever you are reciting the Fatiha. So Allah is calling you, come back to me. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي. Now he is rejuvenating you from a darkness status to a enlightenment status. He said, فادخلي في عبادي. Now this peaceful self, yeah, I am sending it you now back. But sending you back to dunya, and that dunya is becoming for you akhirah. Becoming to you heaven. فادخلي في عبادي. Enter in my servants and make for them that entrance as a paradise. وادخلي جنة. That body become a jannah. And this is by praising him through his sifat, these four attributes. So when you reach that, when that is turned up to you to be paradise for you, your body, when you say Iyaka, you are in vision now. You are seeing what you need to be seen that no one can see. مازال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحب فإذا أحببت كنت سمع الذي يسمع بي وبصر الذي يبصر. As long as my servant approaches me through voluntary worshipness, I will love him if I love him. We are approaching him through Surah Al-Fatiha, reciting it, and remembering him into his attributes. I will love him. When I love him, I will be his ears that he can hear with. I will be his eyes that I will give him the power of seeing and hearing and speaking. He can do everything. Because I will send him from that tajalli, from these blessings. Where are these blessings? These people, they experience these blessings. These pious people experience these blessings. They put it down, they wrote it. They show it to us. Why today we are not experiencing these things? No one can write something without experiencing what he is writing. Isn't that? This is fatih. This is an opening. This is something that you cannot write it by yourself. It has to be inspiration coming. Where are these pious people? Are they disappeared? No. They are there. Look for them. You find them. If you are heedless, you are not going to find them. And that's why today they say that they don't exist. How they don't exist? They exist in judgment day. The physical judgment day. This is what we are explaining today of Iyaka Na'budu. It's spiritual judgment. So when you reach that spiritual judgment day in your life and your body become a jannah, you say Iyaka, you are there in the divine presence. He will pull you out. When he calls you, Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna, Allah is calling. Allahu Akbar. He said, Faskuruni askurukum. Remember me, I remember you. If Allah remembers us, are we not hearing it? Why we are not hearing it? When Allah mentioned, say, I will mention you and remember you, and I mention you in a better way, means Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Musa, when Allah mentioned, when asked him about his staff, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى, what is in your hand? He said, عَصَاي. He has to say, my stick, finish. He extended it. He said, my stick, أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيَا, I lean on it, وَأَهُشُّ بِيَا عَلَى غَرَمِ, and I guide my sheep with it. I move them with my staff, with my stick. وَلِيَ فِيَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَى, and I have many other things to do with it. So he extended the period. And when they asked him, he said, of course, when I heard the sweetness of my Lord, that hatif, that hearing that I heard, I got so excited in an ecstasy that I want to stretch or elongate that time to be more in that divinely ecstasy. So I said more things. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will remember you, I will call you, I will say, remember your name, فَاسْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ, means it is going to be a sweetness that never will make us to hear anything except that, because it is a sweet hearing. Where is it? Where are not hearing it? And Allah say, I will mention you, I will remember you. Why are not hearing it? Means our ears are blocked. When Allah say, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna, oh peaceful self, come to me. When it hears that voice, it runs. That is the day of death. Because at that time, Allah makes you to hear. So the sweetness of that hear, of that hearing, makes your spirit to go out. If you can reach in dunya, to be able to hear that sweetness, you will hear and your spirit will go to that level which we were describing them. Through these four attributes that we mentioned, al-ilahiyya, wal-rububiyya, wal-rahmaniyya, and rahimiyya, your judgment day will be the day that you, Allah, make your dunya, throw your dunya from your heart, make your body for al-jannah. That will be your ecstasy. That will be your calling. Allah is calling you. You will be attracted. Your spirit guide directly go to that, hear, to hear that sweetness and follow it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made your heart to be related with akhirah. Because He said, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Did you see the one that he prevented his heart, his self, from bad desires? If that person who prevented his heart from bad desire, I am going to make, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, I am going to make his life paradise. Allah subhanallah. So when your heart is paradise, He say to you, irja'i ya ayyatu an-nafsu al-mutmainna, irja'i ila rabbiki. Go back to your Lord. Your heart now become ukhrawi, become related to akhirah. He say, come back to me, irja'i ila rabbiki, come back to your Lord. At that time Allah will show you the vision of jamala mulkihi, fayushahidu jamala mulkihi, wa yunadihi nida'an khasan bihi. Allah will show you, that time you'll have the vision. Allah will show you the beauty of this kingdom, heavenly kingdom. And that's why pious people, when they see this heavenly kingdom, like Sayyidina Abi Yazid al-Bastami or Sufyan al-Sawi or all these awliya, this dunya nothing for them anymore. They are in alam al-shuhud, they are in the vision status. So the heart is what? Is related to akhirah. Nafs is related to dunya. والروح قربة. The spirit, والروح, is قربة. Is with it that you are worshipping your Lord. The spirit. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. We are to Allah and to Allah going back. That ruh is going back to its origin. So it reaches back to this highest level of nearness to His divine presence. When you reach that level of qurbah, of nearness, Allah will give you a special secret. And that secret, sir. Because now no one can be in between you. And that nearness will open for your heart. What Allah opened for your heart, no one knows. For of course, Prophet knows, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is higher than you, knows. Prophets knows, awliya knows. Your Shaykh knows, because he was guiding you for this kind of tajalli. So that secret that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for you, it will be between you and Him. And He say, that secret is my presence. For that abad, that sir that I give to him, that secret that I open to him, it become the presence for that. That divine presence become for that servant of mine, that pious servant of mine. At that time he is really worshipping me. As Allah as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ikhlasu sirrun bayni wa bayna abdi. He said on behalf of his Lord, he said, Al-ikhlasu sirrun
بيني وبين عبدي. Sincerity is a secret between me and my servant.
لا يسعه فيه ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل.
Between me and my servant, when he reached that level of secrecy, nothing will be coming in between. Not an angel or not a prophet. It's between me and my servant.
And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I gave qasamtu ala abdi as-salat. I have divided the salah between me and my servant.
He worshipped me through salat.
Ya'buduni fi salah, worship me. I make it half for me, half for him. Half for him through seeking my means. Iyaka nasta'in.
For him, Iyaka na'bud.
So if he comes to me with Iyaka na'budu, what I gave to him, he's worshipping me, I'm going to give him what he wants.
Through Iyaka nasta'in.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, according to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. I have divided the salah between me and my servant. نصفين, in two halves. فنصفها لي, half of it for me, ونصفها لعبدي, and half for my servant. ولعبدي ما سأل, and for my servant at that time, when he really, really practicing what I am giving him, whatever he asks, I will give to him.
So when you really saying, إِيَّكَ نَعْبُدُ يَا رَبِّ, with sincerity, with ikhlas, under all these attributes that we have explained, Allah will give what you want. وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ. Whatever my servant asks or request from me, I will give.
So what you did? You have approached your Lord halfway, he approached to you more than halfway. You came to him, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. He said, okay, إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِي.
I will help you. Ya Rabbi, we are worshiping.
So half of Surah Al-Fatiha, it was you were approaching him.
And Allah, what he's going to say, is going to give you what you asked.
Because he said, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا.
Whoever come to me one hand, I come to him one arm. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, on behalf of his Lord.
So when you come to your Lord through praising him, until reaching Malik Yawm al-Din, he takes you out from darkness to light. You come now from the control of the ego by praising him through this praising. He takes you out, and now you are coming out with full worshipness, with full servanthood, saying إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. He take you away from رُكْ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ, from the miseries of slavery of the ego, to the enlightenment of the servanthood to your Lord.
He will take you away from the darkness of this dunya and from the bad desires
to what the heart wants, because the heart is always for ukhrawi, for the other life, for heavens. And your spirit will be immediately وَتَعَلُّقُ الرُّوحِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ إِلَى نُورِ وَحْدَانِيَّتِهِ. And your spirit immediately will leave everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means will leave behind مَا سِوَى اللَّهِ. Whatever, anything that of this universe is not anymore in the eyes of the soul, the soul only will be connecting itself with the oneness of your Lord. By saying na'budu, the oneness, the tawheed, the real tawheed at that time, you will be in that vision. Allah will open you to you the vision of tawheed. At that time you become a real muwahid. Now we are still imitational muwahid. When we reach that high level of vision of spiritual opening of Surah Al-Fatiha, we reach the real Tawheed. He will hook us إلى نور وحدانيته, to the light of His oneness, and He will open for us شهود فردانيته.
He will open us the vision of His uniqueness.
At that time, فأشرقت أرض النفس وسماوات القلب وعرش الروح وكرسي النور. فأشرقت أرض النفس. The sunrise of the ego, of the good ego, peaceful ego, will open. Will the sun will come in that, enlighten the self. And the skies and the heavens of the heart, and the throne of the soul, and the chair of the secret, all this will be enlightened with the nur binuri rabbiha, with the light of its Lord. فآمنوا كلهم أجمعون بالله الذي خلقهم وهو مالكهم وملكهم وكفروا بطواغيتهم التي يعبدونها. All of them, they will believe, they will come into the آمنوا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, آمنوا. All believers believe, not be imitational believe, but be real believers. He said all of them at that time when Allah opened for their vision this, immediately they enter into this belief, higher level of belief, maqam al-ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. He will open that level for them, and they will be believers in their Lord, in who owns them, and they will disbelieve in their nafs, in their desires, in their selves, the bad selves, and their shaitan. And they will be one. واستمسكوا بالعروة الوثقى وجعلوا كلهم واحدا. And they will hold tight to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Hold tight, all of you, in the rope of Allah. All these pious people will hold tight, and they become as one. They unite together, and they become as one. And with one voice in jama'ah, they say, إياك نعبد. That's why in plural. نعبد in plural, it's not in singular. That's why it is mentioned إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. The spiritual meaning of that, why it is in plural, because all of them, all these mu'mins that Allah opened for them, that kind of tajalli, of blessings, of vision, they become one. But they are many. And that's why they have to say in one voice, إياك نعبد. And that's why awliya, when they pray in Baytul Ma'mur. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed in Isra and Mi'raj, he led the prayer with all prophets, and all prophets are awliyaullah. They are anbiya and awliya. So Allah, a prophet, prayed with all of them in one voice, iyyaka na'bud. They are many, but they are one. Because they are in jama'ah, all their hearts are the same. Prophet ﷺ is their leader. We are al-ulama warathatul anbiya. It is said that scholars, ulama, are the inheritors of anbiya. Means pious people, awliyaullah, are the inheritors of anbiya. So these awliya also, they have to imitate, they have to follow the footsteps of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and prophets, because Prophet said, Allah said in Holy Quran, إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. If you really love Allah, follow me, Sayyidina Muhammad. Say, Allah will love you. Follow my sunnah, follow my way. So all these awliya are going to follow the same way. And then when they say, all of them, all these awliya are many, but their voice is one. And that's why they say, all together, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. They have a prayer that they pray all together in one time. At that time when you say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, all of them in one voice, they say, Ya Rabbi, we are worshipping you, and we are seeking your means. And we are asking your means to show us the way. So what's that then? He said, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us. اِهْدِنَا what? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ. Guide us to the right path.
When they said that in one voice and they were many, what do you think Allah is going to give them? Of course He's going to show them the vision. What is His Siratul Mustaqim? It's His divine presence. It's Jannah. He will make them to move into Jannah when they are in dunya still. So Iyaka na'budu, all of them, they are showing the oneness. Asking in one voice, they are many, and asking the one voice, Ya Rabbi, we are worshipping You, the oneness. This is the real Tawheed. When you say Iyaka na'budu, you are real Muwahid at that time. Now we are imitation al Muwahid. At that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say Iyaka na'budu, Iyaka nasta'in. He will talab al-awn, asking for support and istighatha, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support us. Ihdina ya Rabbi, show us the way. And it has another meaning, keep us on the, what You have opened for us, keep us with that. Don't take it away from our sight and our vision. Wa min Allahi tawfiq, inshallah next time we will continue. Ihdina siratal mustaqim, bi hurmatil Fatiha.